It's 9 o'clock here on the loveliest village on the plains, and that means only one thing. It's time for Lifetime. Now live in the Weagle 91.1 FM studio, here's your host, Matthew Johnson. And welcome inside of the WEGL 91.1 FM studios. Like you just heard, I'm Matthew Johnson, and welcome into the Lifetime Radio Show. Proud to be on here. If you've listened to the Lifetime podcast for a while, you'll know kind of how the gist of how this goes. It's just a general overview of people's stories and how they got to where they are. And now, as Lifetime is transitioning not only from a podcast, but also into a Weagle-sponsored radio show, which is something I've been really excited about here for a couple of months, as it's making that transition, it'll also transition into Auburn University current events. So here, as we're kicking off the inaugural Weagle show of Lifetime, we have Eric Smith, who is the Director of Wellness, Health and Wellness Services here at Auburn University. If you've seen some of the slogans and signs around, you'll see the Wear It for Eric signs with a little mustache on top of the mask, trying to promote wearing masks here on campus, something that is required both outdoors and indoors. You'll see that, and this is the man who inspired it all, the mustache that inspired it all. We got him coming up a little bit after the break. Then, he's been on the podcast before, but he's coming back on. It's the Auburn University voice of football, men's basketball, and baseball. Andy Burcham is coming on here. He's entering his second season of calling Auburn football, and today, walking here on campus, it's nice to be on campus, that's for sure. But today would have been the North Carolina game. You know, even though that would have been played in Atlanta, there would have been a little more excitement, a little more people here on campus, so definitely missing that a little bit. But nevertheless, football is still on 2 weeks from today. So we talked with Andy Burcham about how he's preparing for the game against Kentucky, especially since he hasn't necessarily had the ability to prep like normal. Obviously, not many things going on like normal today. But before we get to all that, for those of you who are listening live, and that's the one great thing too about doing this radio show versus doing a podcast, is the fact that you can get to do it live, and then there's a little bit of excitement to that. But also, you know, as we move on forward into the future, look forward to trying to look out, get some live callers coming in. We can take your live questions, that's for sure. And there's just a little more fun that you get to have with a live radio show. But if you miss any of the live show, you can always go back and listen on the podcast, wherever you get your podcast, whether that's Spotify, the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or Stitcher. We have the Lifetime Radio Show in all of those places. So before we get into our first break here, we're going to go over some audience questions that we have. You can look for the Lifetime Radio Show or the Lifetime Podcast. You can take a look on Twitter at Mr. Johnson 1221, that's my Twitter, or at Lifetime Pod. Both of those, I put out polls and announcements for the podcast. You can also find me on Instagram at MJRyan1221, and that is also where I'll put out some polls where you guys can answer some questions beforehand, usually about Monday, Wednesday-ish. I'll put out a poll. And sometimes you guys get to choose the topics that we talk about. Sometimes I'll just put out a random question poll and ask you guys to ask away. Sometimes I'll give you guys a subject, and that's what I did this week. Since it's the inaugural show, I know we're a few weeks into school, which is nice that we're still able to be on campus a few weeks into, about a month or so into school here. A little less, but still. We're about a little less than a month into school here. Nice to still be able to be on campus. And so as we're still kind of in the beginning phases of that, I wanted to get some of your guys' questions. Of course, I myself am making the transition from high school to college. And so I asked for you guys to ask some of your questions about what that transition is like and just what college in general is like. So we're going to start off with that. Here in this first segment, we're going to take a break, head over to Eric Smith, and then we'll have Andy Burcham wrapping up the end of the hour. So go ahead and diving into some of your guys' questions. Leanna Howell asks, how are you staying out of debt? Well, if there is not a more layered question, I think. So I think the key, for me at least, and really that's all I can really do is tell you these things and how they apply to me. But I think the key for me started back in high school preparing for things like the ACT. You know, kind of a little frustrating story, at least for me here. You know, I was one point away from having like twice the amount of coverage of scholarship amounts. But I think it just comes from being prepared on that ACT, from being prepared to write. I think writing is one of those most important skills that you can pick up in high school. I think the more you can get accustomed to doing it, the more it's going to help you in college and just in general. I mean, most of the stuff that you do beyond high school, a lot of it is writing. So I think being able to write that essay is very important. And then, of course, you know, I think putting in a lot of work into my extracurricular of broadcasting, of writing news stories, since that was my main focus, and I was able to get some good scholarships from that, as well as just generosity from people. I think I've been blessed to have some very generous people in life. And I think that working hard on whatever subject that you're deciding to go into, for me that was broadcasting, for you whether that's mathematics or whatever, I think working hard in that, making sure you know how to write, but then also making sure that you don't go ahead and spend more than what you have, especially I think that shows in where you live. I think if you try to live a lifestyle that's beyond your budget, I think you should have a budget in the first place. I think if you live a lifestyle that's beyond your budget, you're setting yourself up for debt, especially in where you live. And that's a big deal here in Auburn. Where you live, you can get into some very expensive places. You can get into some good quality places, though, for a good price. So definitely shop around where you live. Second question here, how can you pick the right roommate? And I would answer that, but I know that Andy Burcham is actually going to talk a little bit about that later on, so I'll let him address that. Next question is similarities and differences between high school classes and college classes. Well, as anyone who's listening to this who has been a member of Auburn University for quite some time will be able to tell you, I think that when you transition, if you ever took an advanced class in high school, I think you just kind of have to picture that. But for all of your classes. And I don't think there's anything inherently harder. You know, I always kind of came up imagining that there's going to be this exponential growth in the difficulty between high school and college. And so far that hasn't been the case. Now, granted, this has been one of the most unusual semesters to start off college, so I'm not sure if I can necessarily speak on this the best. But I will say there isn't this inherent exponential growth in difficulty between high school and college. I think the most difficult part isn't the work itself, it's the time management and the work to do that. And I'm a very scheduled person. I love to schedule out my time and what to do with it. But because you have so much free time and because the classes are just about online, I only have one at this point that's meeting on campus at all. Because they're almost all so much online, there is this, I think, greater temptation than ever to be like, well, I'm busy right now during this normal class time. I could just push that off and do it tonight. And then you get to tonight and you really don't feel like doing it. And so I think time management, even for people who like to time manage like me, can be pretty difficult. And I think that's something that the more that you can try to master that early on, try to master that in high school as in the little ways that you can, I think that's really important, and I think if you can do that, then that will help you out in a lot of ways. Drew Hess asks, how's college? Is it harder than high school? And how did the moving process go, the moving out process? And I'll try to answer this real quick here in about a minute or two before we hit the break. College is good. I kind of just addressed if it's harder than high school or not. Moving out process, I have had the wonderful grand fortune of moving into 18 different homes, not that many cities, but 18 different homes in the past 18 years. And so moving is something that's familiar for me. And so it isn't that difficult, I don't think. I think that I made sure to get rid of all the things that I knew I wouldn't really need. And I think that's something that's key to do. But as far as the moving process goes, I mean, it's really, I would say, cut and dry simple. I mean, you try to load everything up, try to round up as many people that are willing to help you as possible. And then you try to make everything work. And I think working with your roommate really well is something that's key to that and key to making it as stress-free as possible. We had a little bit of rain there, I think, too, and not having rain certainly would help it not be stressful. All right, well, that was a little quick snippet of some questions there. Again, MJRyan1221 at Lifetime Pod. Go find those places, and you can put in your own questions as well. When we come back, we're going to talk with Eric Smith, the Director of Health and Wellness Services here at Auburn University, and then Andy Burcham coming up after that. You're listening to the Lifetime Radio Show here on Weagle 91.1 FM. Welcome back into the WEGL 91.1 FM studios. I'm Matthew Johnson. I'm joined alongside this segment by Eric Smith. He's the Director of Health Promotion and Wellness Services. Eric, how are you doing?
I'm doing really well. Thank you for having me.
Good, good. So, I brought Eric in because, obviously, being the Director of Health Promotion and Wellness Services, you're handling a lot of the weight of the current situation that we're kind of going through with all the COVID restrictions and guidelines and all the craziness that's happened on campus. But real quick, before we dive into everything, I wanted to ask you real quick. You've kind of become the face, or rather the mustache,
yeah,
of a lot of the campaigns that, yep, you see going around campus. The Weird for Eric with a little mustache on it. Mm-hmm. How have you felt about that?
Pretty goofy, frankly. Might be the best way to start. No, it's been pretty cool. The history of that is I had a chance this summer to do a Camp War Eagle session for all the incoming students. And during the session, I'd grown my mustache during COVID since quarantine started. And it was kind of just a joke, you know. And we would start to see the mustache pop up in the chats that we would have on the webinar, and we would hear about it later in feedback and student feedback and things like that. So we thought we had something kind of funny. And then I was doing convocation, and there was a lot of mustache love, frankly, on Instagram and some other places on social media. So Lindsay Penny upstairs with student involvement and communications and marketing was like, let's keep this train running. So here we are, rolling off the tracks for another day. And I was going to shave it a while back, but it's still here. It's just under the mask today.
Very nice. So, yeah, kind of keeping on that topic of the COVID safety measures, if you'll just kind of reiterate for everyone listening some of the new things that are taking place on campus, some of the new restrictions, some of the new guidelines that are taking place on campus in order to keep everybody safe.
Yeah, so I think it starts with wearing a face covering, wearing a mask. That's obviously very important, and it's not new, but I think the new thing I've seen this past week with it is people are getting pretty fatigued with it, you know. We're seeing just here in the student center, you know, I feel like we're having more people pop up who aren't wearing their mask while they're sitting studying with a friend or something like that, and we need you to wear it. Like, it's just... It's just pretty simple, right? Like, you got to be wearing it right now. I think some of the other kind of newer things, obviously last week was the release of sentinel testing on campus. So that kind of volunteer, let's keep our eye on things, let's see what's going on. It's a volunteer testing based program. If you get an email, we ask that you go in and get tested, just to see what the community spread really looks like on campus. The other big thing from last week was the self-reporting form, and just making sure that if you do get a positive test, that you report in, just so we can do a better job and a good job, frankly, keeping things safe in that regard. So those are that, and like the addition of but the continuation of physical distancing, social distancing. We need you to do that. Like, it's tough. I get it. Unfortunately, you know, I think colleges weren't necessarily designed historically for this experience, right? I mean, think about it. We eat together, We go to class together. We live together. We go to the campus rec together. We play intramurals together. We sit inside the stadium together. I mean, if you think about our lives on campus, they're very together. You know, they're very getting everybody in the same room and having an experience. And that right now is tough, and it can't happen like it used to. And even something as simple as getting a group of friends together, sitting on the green space, and eating is a little different these days, you know, so.
So how do you feel like the student response has been over these past couple of weeks as classes have kind of gotten started up, they've kind of gotten into a rhythm? From your perspective, how have the students responded to all these new guidelines?
I think it ebbs and flows, right? First off, I think the majority of folks are doing everything and then some. I think if you look at, like, on social media, like the Auburn subreddit, you know, there's a lot of people out there who are very, you know, when they see someone not wearing a mask or they're fighting to keep this going. They're fighting to keep school open. They're fighting to keep things as normal as they can be, fully recognizing that things aren't normal right now. So I think on the whole, we're doing a really good job. I think the challenges, though, are certainly like after hours, right? Like, I'm not here after 5:30. I'm not here on the weekends. You know, like, I don't necessarily see what goes on in people's lives over the weekends and things like that. Those first couple weeks were tough. A lot of people coming back. I mean, you know, I feel for y'all. You haven't seen each other, seen some of your close friends in person in probably a long time, and you want to hang out. I get it. You know, it is what it is. That social connection is important, and it's a big part of who we are and what we do. The challenge, though, is we need distance. We need masks. And in particular, downtown at the bars and places like that, like, it was tough, man. Like, I was downtown on some of those Friday nights with police and seeing what was going on. And it was, I'm not surprised we saw the numbers of increases that we saw right away, just simply because of the interactions and the things we saw kind of taking place. And that's not necessarily anyone's fault per se, but it certainly is a challenging situation, and it's one that we needed to address. I was glad the city and some of the bar owners did what they did in terms of shutting down for a little while and taking a breather, taking a pause. I certainly hope that continues. I think we're seeing a lot of good success in that regard. Like, limiting those interactions is important. So I'm happy with all that. I'm happy with, I think last week in particular, we had a really good week. People wearing masks, people doing the right thing. This week after the holiday, I think people kind of took a little breather, took a little step back. And I think masks need to be kind of reemphasized now. We're seeing that as a bit of an issue. On the whole, I think things are going well. I'm certainly concerned about the number of cases that we were reporting on a weekly basis. I would love to see those numbers go way down. But I also understand that that's not quite how this virus works. You know, like, it's easy to spread, it's easy to pass. And that's why wearing a mask and keeping your distance and washing your hands is so important. That's one area that I've seen, like, people do a terrible job. Like, when I go to the restroom, you know, I'm in there and people are either not abiding by the signs that are up in the restroom where it says stop. That means don't use it, right? So you see a lot of people using the facilities that are designated off limits. And then you see people, like, I wish the faucets had a 20-second timer on them, you know, because I, you know, you try to wash your hands for a good 20 seconds and, like, some people are like, I don't even know how they got their hands wet in the amount of time that they're at the sink. So I think we need a little better job there, and we definitely need to keep our distance and keep rocking that mask, man.
If you're just tuning in, I'm talking with Eric Smith. He's the Director of Health Promotion and Wellness Services here at Auburn University. We've been talking COVID safety measures here at Auburn University. I want to transition a little bit, though. Obviously, like we've been talking about, we as people, we're very social creatures, mm-hmm. and this is a time when we're pretty much being asked to do the opposite of what we're used to doing. What are some of your recommendations for how to keep a healthy lifestyle when so much of it nowadays feels like, at least, most of it's indoors?
Yeah, you know, I'm going to push back a little bit and disagree on most of it's indoors. I think some of us may be spending a little bit more time indoors just with courses and things like that. And maybe maybe the bulk of your classes on, say, Thursday are online, right? Yeah. So you're at home. You know, you're not going many places. But I think there's still time to go outside, yeah. right? There's still time to spend outside. I think, you know, for me, my life, like, during quarantine and isolation, well, during the quarantine phase of everything, you know, I'm obviously different than you are, man. At least I'm assuming so. Like, I have three kids. I have a family. Like, we live off campus, all that kind of stuff. And our lives were pretty, you know, like, I'd go to work and I would do work, right? Regardless of where I was doing work. And then, you know, we would do our thing in the evenings. And I think going outside and getting some sunshine and getting a chance to exercise or walk and breathe in a little fresh air is step one in, like, keeping yourself healthy right now. Well, step two, wearing a mask, doing all the regulations, like, that's step one. Step two is taking time to be outside and right and get that physical exercise and get that connection. I think it's great for students specifically when they do go off campus and the restrictions change. Maybe that's a time and a place where they can take their mask down, especially if they're outside and they're keeping their distance. Like, that's important to remember. So I think places like Chihuahua and any other kind of park or just outdoor experience you can have is a good thing. I certainly encourage people to do that. I think we talk a lot about we want students to make sure they're trying to get enough rest. Like, sleep is really important, not only from a virus fighting perspective, but also from a balance perspective and a kind of a healthy living kind of perspective. It can go a long way. So that's super important. Eating right, you know, and making sure you're eating throughout the day and you're not so busy on Zoom that you are pushing eating to later and things like that. Just simple stuff, like the regular old health stuff is always important. But sleep, food, exercise, and then abiding by the regulations, man. Like, that's where we are right now, you know? And I think one of the things we have talked a lot about as a staff is, like, change is hard. And we are in the midst of a massive change, right? And the fact that, like, you know, last year at this time, we would have been preparing for, like, what, the second week of football, right? Probably a home game. Or no, this would have been the UNC game. This yeah. would have been the Atlanta yeah. weekend. Like, think about how different this Friday is than what it could have been. And I think for a lot of folks, just dealing with that change is hard. And but it's doable too, right? Like, this is just one semester, one moment in time out of 1,000 moments in time. And if you can just sit with that kind of uneasiness for a little while, that moment's going to pass. And you'll be able to move on. You know, that's something we talk about when we talk about anxiety or we talk about addiction, like for someone who's got, like, an alcohol problem. So, I mean, I think if we look at kind of getting back to just sitting with that moment, it'll pass, you know. And at the end of the day, like, I think some of the angst and anxiety that people are feeling, like, those moments are going to pass. I think the other thing that people are struggling with is boredom, right? And just being bored. And boredom's okay. Like, boredom's not a bad thing. Some people, you know, in the fast-paced lives and world we live in, you know, a little bit of boredom might be nice. Like, take that time to rest and reflect and things like that. So I think students are struggling, though, with a little bit of change. And, you know, my message to them would just be, change happens. It's always going to happen. It's a natural thing. And we just got to kind of figure out a way around it, you know, or a way to deal with it, not even around it. So.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so we've been talking here on the Lifetime Show with Eric Smith. He's the Director of Health Promotion and Wellness Services here at Auburn University. Eric, I really appreciate your time. Thank you so much for coming out here and spending a few minutes with us. When we come back after this break, we'll talk with Auburn University Voice of Football, Men's Basketball, and Baseball, Andy Burcham. That's coming up here in just a few minutes. You're listening to WEGL 91.1 FM.
Welcome back inside the WEGL 91.1 FM studios. I'm Matthew Johnson. I'm joined alongside Auburn University men's basketball, football, and baseball play-by-play announcer Andy Burcham. He's the radio voice of the Tigers. Was also a part of women's basketball for 31 years. Andy, it's nice to have you on, and I just want to start off real quick by talking about the Auburn game versus Kentucky, 2 weeks away from today. Give us a little insight and a little bit of a preview into that.
From an atmosphere standpoint, it will be drastically different than anything we've seen in years past. And you know what? As far as what Kentucky brings in, They bring in a great deal of momentum after last season, after coming from behind to beat West Virginia in their bowl game. They're one of the teams that are picked to be a sleeper, perhaps, in the SEC Eastern Division. Auburn's picked anywhere between second and fourth in the SEC West, depending on who you talk to. So we'll get a lot of answers in that first game because, you know, we just haven't been able to see these teams until they open up on the 26th at 11 o'clock. And by the way, it's an 11 o'clock start on the 26th. So it's that early start between Auburn and Kentucky. So I can't wait for that first game and just to see what this season is going to be like, Matthew.
So you've got one season of calling football under your belt. What are some things that you learned from that first season that you're kind of carrying over into this second season?
Well, one thing that I knew going in is how much I appreciated the crew that I work with, and Stan White, Ronnie Brown, Jason Campbell, Paul Ellen, Brad Law, Patrick Tisdale, Gene Dulaney, and now Ben Harling, our general manager. And the comfort that I have working with these guys. I've worked with these guys for many years, just not as the play-by-play boys, last year being my first. So I grew to appreciate that crew even more in that new role. I learned the routine that I need to have weekly as far as gearing up for that game and prepping for those games and what I need to be doing on a Tuesday or a Wednesday or a Thursday in preparation for that game on a Saturday. So I have a better idea of what that routine looks like right now. I want to be a better broadcaster this year, Matthew. I want to be better than I was last year. I want to be more assured of what I'm doing than I was a year ago. I was very, very nervous for that first game at Oregon. I wanted to get to that game. There were so many things that happened before the, you know, in the 2 weeks leading up after I was named the voice and all that. I wanted to get into the booth and start to call that game. And I felt more assured in football as the season went along. For basketball, listen, I've called women's basketball at Auburn for 31 years. I felt much more comfortable from the get-go when it came to basketball. And then we just had a handful of games to do in the baseball season. So I feel more assured of what I'm doing going in. And I'm ready to go. I'm ready to get this first game going and find out what everything's going to be like for us.
Yeah, for sure. So as you've kind of been around the football atmosphere, been around the guys as they've had this crazy summer and then have had to come in and get ready really quickly, kind of from the outside looking in, how have you seen these football players, this football team respond to all these crazy situations?
Well, Matt, let me be very honest with you. I've not been around the players at all.
Okay.
They're in a bubble. So I've not been to any of the practices. I've not been to the scrimmages to this point. So I can only guess. I've seen press conferences with various players and Coach Malzahn, and it appears to me that they're ready. They're ready to get at this season underway. And while there are some big question marks for Auburn, specifically the offensive line and the defensive line, as far as replacing a number of starters from a year ago, that is one area that I think we're all very interested in seeing how that plays out this season. But I'll be honest, I've not been around the players, not nearly as much as I would like to going into the season opener. That's one of the adjustments going into this opener.
So what has preparation been like for you then? If you haven't really been able to do your typical, you know, be around the players, interact with the coaches, get your stories from that, how have you had to adjust your preparation?
Well, I rely on the Zoom press conferences that are provided for us. You know, a couple different ones throughout the week and learning with the rest of the media, just from different players and Coach Malzahn. There will be some assistant coaches that we get access to as well. So that's very much a big part of it. Trying to read as much as I can about Auburn and about Kentucky going into that. I'll be talking with the Kentucky radio folks here in the next week or so, just about their thoughts about Kentucky and me giving them my thoughts about Auburn going in. So I'm doing what I can at this point with the resources that I have in front of me, and we'll be ready for that first game. But it is very different than it would be at this point a year ago. Let's say that.
Yeah, I can imagine. We're talking here with Andy Burcham, the voice of Auburn Tigers football, basketball, and baseball here on Weagle 91.1 FM. So, Andy, kind of transitioning from the present into the past a little bit, obviously, like we talked about a little earlier, you've been able to get one season of being that football play-by-play, men's basketball, baseball under your belt. But what kind of got you to this point of being in the position to be able to move into the role with Auburn Sports Network and to be able to be in that position to become the voice of the Auburn Tigers?
Matthew, I've told the story before, but I mean, I knew I wanted to do something like this since I was a kid. Growing up in Southern Illinois and growing up near St. Louis, Missouri, and listening to Cardinal games since I was a toddler. And in 1967, the Cardinals won the World Series, beat the Boston Red Sox in seven games. And my father brought home an album one day in the fall after the World Series that was a record, an actual LP of highlights of that Cardinal season, featuring two Hall of Fame broadcasters, Harry Carey and Jack Buck. And as a 6-7-year-old, I listened to that nonstop, that the first and the second side, and just listened to that season. And I was intrigued by these two men and how they called these games. And I've told it. I'm very honest when I said at 6 years old, I knew this is what I wanted to do for a living. It's what I wanted to do in my career. And got some radio experience right out of high school with a local radio station, calling the local high school football games. I was the third man in the booth doing color commentary, and then had a chance to do some high school basketball play-by-play. My second year out of high school, this is while I was in junior college at the time and living at home, and then went to Indiana State. And in the 2 years that I was at Indiana State, worked at the campus radio station. Here, of course, is WEGL. At Indiana State, it's WISU. And we had the chance to call Indiana State football, basketball, baseball, and women's basketball games, and got some invaluable experience. That was my first college play-by-play. Had stops calling games at Illinois State, at Southern Illinois for Auburn football, and did that until this past year. And then in 1995, joined Rod on the Auburn baseball broadcast. So, and all the while working at various radio stations, morning shows, news, sports, some DJ work. Wasn't very good at that. But also sports talk shows. So I've done a great deal in radio, and that brings me to the point where I am right now.
So out of all that stuff that you've done in radio, what do you think you've enjoyed the most? Has it been play-by-play? Has it been those talk shows? What do you think has given you...
It's always been the play-by-play for me, Matthew. That's all. I've done everything else. The morning shows and getting up at 3:45 every morning to do a morning show, news, weather, sports, doing it all, interviews and that type of thing. It was always done so I could continue to do Auburn women's basketball or Auburn baseball, or continue to do SEC Network Plus soccer games or baseball games, that type of thing. But it's play-by-play has always been my desire. That's always been the driving force for me in everything I've done from a professional standpoint.
Absolutely. So, again, we're talking with Andy Burcham here on Lifetime. Andy, I wanted to get your comment on something a little more unrelated, but here on the show this week, not only are we previewing the Auburn football game in 2 weeks, but we're also talking about the transition back to college and college life that's happening for a lot of these students over the past couple of weeks and how unusual that has been. And in some questions and polls that I have sent out over the podcast, social media, one question has come up that I would like to see what your commentary would be, and that is, in the selection of roommates, one question that's come up is, how do you go about choosing your best roommate, knowing the person that you know, that you can live with for a certain amount of time. And I wanted to see what your take would be on that.
Well, I can only give it to you from my experience, Matthew. The 2 years that I lived, and I lived in a residence hall at Indiana State. I didn't live off campus. I lived on campus. But I went to school with a guy named Rob Irwin from our fourth grade year on through my senior year in college. He and I were classmates. We rode back and forth to junior college or community college together. We commuted together. And when I told him I was going to Indiana State, he looked into their journalism department, and that's where he decided to go. So we said, well, let's be roommates. We know each other. We've been around each other. We played golf together. And so he and I were roommates for the 2 years that I was at Indiana State. It worked out very well for us. We're still friends to this very day. Now, I've heard other stories with folks that have had really good roommates, and they make long-lasting friendships, you know, far beyond their years in college. And you also hear those stories about people that you know, you might be a roommate with for a year and you never talk to them again. So I don't know what the magic bullet is for getting that roommate. If you know someone and you feel comfortable with them and you're going to be around them a lot and you can be that roommate, maybe that's the way to go. But I also know a lot of people that met some of their best friends in roommate situations, and that's how they met. That's how they started that friendship, and that friendship continues. I'm not sure I'm giving you a lot of insight there.
Well, no, I definitely appreciate that. Well, thank you again. This has been Andy Burcham, the voice of Auburn football, men's basketball, and baseball. Andy, I really appreciate you coming on here. You've been listening to Weagle 91.1 FM.
You've been listening to Lifetime, hosted by Matthew Johnson. For more Lifetime content, follow us on Twitter at LifetimePod, and be sure to check for the podcast on all your favorite podcasting apps. Lifetime is a Weagle 91.1 FM production. Be sure to join us again next Saturday at 9 to talk more current events from around campus. Once again, I'm Matthew Johnson. So long, everybody.